Former Speaker of the U.S. House Tom Foley has died at the age of 84. Foley's wife and his former press secretary say the Spokane Democrat passed away this morning at his current home in Washington, D.C. The Associated Press is reporting that Foley died from complications of a stroke. Foley had been in hospice care in the nation's capital for the past several months. KUOW's Austin Jenkins has this remembrance of a legend of Northwest politics.
It's been nearly two decades since Tom Foley departed Congress. The year was 1994 when Republicans took control of the U.S. House for the first time in 40 years. That left Foley with the dubious distinction of being the first Speaker of the House to be defeated in his home district since the Civil War. ABC News reported the story from Spokane.
Even with votes still being counted and the race still close, Tom Foley today congratulated his opponent, thanked his staff, and conceded the outcome.
It appears to me that when all the votes are counted, we may fall a few votes short.
Later that November, Foley delivered his farewell speech on the House floor after 30 years in Congress. He betrayed no bitterness.
My congressional career has come to a close, and I leave this Congress with a sense of satisfaction and gratitude.
No bitterness, but also no acceptance of responsibility for the House banking scandal and other headlines related to congressional perks that helped fuel the 1994 Republican Revolution.
This institution is a great institution. It is unfortunately not always seen in its full and proper dimensions by our fellow citizens. And I think that is a great tragedy.
The fact was, he was an institutionalist.
Foley biographer and former press secretary Jeff Biggs.
I think his is a story about the institution of Congress and a congressional leader who tried to right the balance. And I think he made a good case as to why politics and public service can be ennobling.
Thomas Stephen Foley was born in 1929. He grew up the son of a prominent judge on Spokane's South Hill. His mother was a high-profile community activist. The Foleys were an Irish Catholic Democratic family in a neighborhood of Republicans. He would go on to get a Jesuit education, a law degree at University of Washington, and eventually a Senate committee job courtesy of then-Senator Scoop Jackson. In 1964, almost on a dare, Foley decided to run for Congress. That fall, at age 36, he defeated a 22-year incumbent Republican. Over the decades, Foley climbed the ranks of House leadership from chair of the Agriculture Committee to majority whip, followed by majority leader, and eventually Speaker of the House. Like Lyndon Johnson, Foley has been described as a master politician, and he was physically imposing, too, at 6'3 and more than 200 pounds. But in his own words, he was a peacemaker, not a street fighter.
Tom Foley didn't have a mean bone in his body.
Tom Keefe is a former Spokane County Democratic Party chair who worked on Capitol Hill during the Foley era.
Arm twisting, threatening, those are attributes that certainly were honed to a fine art by other politicians. They were just not part of his character, and I don't think he was willing to try to adopt them in order to succeed.
Some fellow Democrats thought that stay-above-the-fray posture crossed into an almost unhealthy aversion to political combat. Foley's rise to the speakership happened with his wife, Heather, at his side, literally. In an unusual arrangement that at times raised eyebrows, Heather served as Foley's unpaid chief of staff. The Foleys never had children, but they had a beloved dog, Alice, who came to the office every day and even starred in one of Foley's 1988 campaign ads.
In the place where the action is, Alice is clearly Washington's top dog.
That clip, courtesy of Washington State University Archives. Foley's final years in Congress were marked by controversial positions and votes, opposition to authorizing the first Iraq War, support of the North American Free Trade Agreement, and a yes vote for President Clinton's 1994 assault weapons ban. Foley biographer Jeff Biggs says that last vote was in response to a mass shooting that same year at Spokane's Fairchild Air Force Base.
His view was, and I'm quoting now from an interview, "I've taken positions that I think were damaging in a political sense, but I don't have any regrets taking them."
After his 1994 defeat, Foley went on to become ambassador to Japan under President Clinton. He was later a lobbyist in Washington, D.C. He and Heather never moved back to Spokane full-time. Former Spokane County Democratic Party Chair Tom Keefe says Foley's death represents not so much the end of an era, but the loss of a man who represented a bygone era.
Tom Foley, without a doubt, was a statesman and a great congressman.
And in the words of George Nethercutt, the Republican newcomer who defeated Foley in 1994, he was a gentleman speaker who served with dignity. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.